Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be special. Schusser of Nurmas, Shikhli Nishmas, and Rosas de Bask of Shmuel, Erechev Fegvas Michal Diz Basio, Rambam, in the Ilchus Chovel Mazik, in the 7th Perak in the 12th Halacha, writes, Zorik Klimi Roish Hagag Laoretz, Vilo Hoya Tachtov, Kelim V'Kodam Acher V'Shavro B'Mak, Kshuva Avil Kodim Shagia Laoretz, Omer Rambam, that if somebody throws a kli from the top of the roof, and then it goes down, 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 and there's a guy standing on the bottom, holding a weevil slugger baseball bat, and he steps into it and he smashes the kli before it gets down to the ground, the smasher is potter, because he only broke a kli that was a seifoi lihi shaver miyad bivad. Anyway, it was going to be broken. So what did he do? Halachically, nothing. So he's shaver a kli shaver, and he's only a goyreim. He's an indirect breaker, and mainly because he's breaking an already broken kli. And him and anybody ki yotze boy is potter, says the Magid Mishnah, zem memro psuka peret ketzad haregel. This is a gepaskinte statement in Parakeets the Regel, and from the words of Rabbeinu the Rambam, it would appear that the Zayrik is Chayuv if the Kli isn't his. So the guy in the bottom who breaks it is Potter, because he's breaking an already broken Kli, it was already broken when it was thrown. And from the Rambam it's Mashu, the guy on top, the thrower, is going to be Chayuv if it's not his Kli. If it's his Kli, he can do it, he broke it, said. But if it's not his, he has to pay the owner of the Kli. Because the Rambam paskins like Rabbo, the Bosso Meikoroz Limon. Like we see in the Gemara Bava Kamma, we've had Numa Shurim, that you go after Meikoro, you go after the original person who threw it, and not the ultimate Mezek that came to it. You follow Meikoro, what happened it originally, what it's going to lead to. And therefore, Rishon Chayev V'Hasheni Potter. However, if you look in the Rambam in Nizke Momen, 2:14, Dalton states, "Hayu mechatetim bechevel d'li v'nifsek hachevel v'nishbar adli mishal menezek sholim v'shin izgalgal adli machamoson ad shenofol v'nishbor v'im hoya al hachevel oichel v'eis hachilosan pasku mishalim gam al hachevel nezek sholim." If they were chickens were pecking at a rope and then the rope snapped, and then the pail to which the rope was attached broke, they have to pay nezek shalim. When shenizgalgadli, the bucket rolled because of them, and then it was nafal v'nishbor, and then it fell and it broke. And if there was food on the rope, and when they ate it, they snapped the rope, they also have to pay nezek shalim for the chevel, because then it's kedarko. If there's no food on the rope, then it's not kedarko. For that, they don't have to pay nezek shalim. But if there's food on the rope, then it's kedarko that they were eating it. Like the Gemara says, it has musib elisha, that it has dough on it. And memela, there's a chiyuv. Memela, there is a chiyuv. Of nezek shalim, because it's kedarko even for eating the rope. Hareisha Rambam pasak, roime hareisha shal Rambam, that he paskins like Yukimta the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Bibi Bar Abaye says that the brisa of the Tarnik Oilim shimchatin bechevel is talking about a case. Originally, the Gemara wanted to prove from this that Basar Meikara, because they snapped the rope, and ultimately because of the snapped rope, it breaks. So you follow Basar Meikara. Because the Gemara says that Lashon HaBraisa, for the chicken didn't break the bucket directly, but simply sent it rolling away, and yet he has to pay full damages. So al koponim, the Gemara says, nah, you know, it's not because of Basir Meikara's Linan, and that it broke after it rolled away. Rabbi Barabai says, the Ozil, the Ka'ozil Mineu Minei, that the rice is talking where the bucket moves constantly through the direct pressure of the chicken till it breaks. So the chicken broke it directly. So we don't go Basir Meikara. Ah, it's a steal on the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds Basir Meikara, he doesn't have to come on to the Kimta of Rabbi Barabai. And here you see in Rambam in this came on in 2:14, he's coming on to Bibi Bar Abaye. Fushin is galgla glima chamos and achinof of nishbar. So they're breaking it? Oh my gosh. So why would they broke it directly? They're not because they snapped the rope and then it rolled away and then eventually it broke. But they broke the kli directly. So why do you have to come on to the fact of Rabbi Bar Abaye's ukimta? Say push it. Say a push the zach. Say basar mei karaz lina, and it's just because they snapped the rope, they got it, because the Rambam himself paskins basar mei karaz. So that's the famous steer on the Rambam. Recently we had a shir where we resolved that steer. We saw one of my favorite svarim, the Be'er El Chonon of HaGoyin Reb El Chonon Moshe Kronstadt, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Kol Teire in the Bayit Vegan section of Jerusalem. So in a previous shir, we saw the yishuv, we saw the stir on rif, also the stira that he paskins basar meikara, and he also uses bibi bar abaye's kimtov chazim minei uminei, and we explained that it's because he learns that chatit tachev laz mishune. So if it's not talking about chazim minei uminei, if it's not talking about where the bucket moves constantly through the direct pressure of the chicken, then he's not going to be chayiv, because the mos v'leisha, when it has dough in it, Rabbi Barabai rejects that. He's giving a different ukimta. I say the whole thing is mishunin. So therefore the Rif says that the kozum minei minei, that he broke it directly, and therefore it doesn't bother us that the psikas hachevel is mishunin. However, as we saw in a previous year, for a number of reasons, we cannot give that teretz for the Rambam as well. And now we're going to add that here the Rambam says at the end of the Rambam, the end of the shikl we quoted, the halacha we quoted, he says that if there's food on it, he also pays for the chevel nezek shalom. And yet the Rambam says that even in such a case, it's still talking about a case like he says in the Reisha, that he broke the bucket directly. So why does they have to break the bucket directly if his breaking of the chevel, if the snapping of the chevel was normal? Zayan normali. Zaya kadarko. So should be chayiv nezik shalom because basar meikara is lina. It has food on it, and he did the normal thing to snap the rope. Mela, we should say Basar Meikara, and he's chayven afterwards when it rolled away and broke. No, but the Rambam says he still has to break it directly. So the teretz we gave for the Rif, that he doesn't accept the ukimta of Moos Belisha, doesn't work for the Rambam. He says even if it's Moos Belisha, he still has to break it directly. So we've been going through the Shi'urim of Osh Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, HaGoyin of Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky, Zecher Tzadik Levroche. And we are going to continue on his derech, b'siyata d'shmaya. We can be miyashiv the Rambam b'pshitus, based on the Rashba, who writes b'yishuv shitas harif. The Rashba writes that afilu b'basar meikara zlinan, If you go Basar Me'ikar, you still have to establish the Braisa as talking about the Kozel Mine Mine. The Belav Hachi Yisraiv Rak Chatzi Nezik. Kevin She'enu Nagea Badli, El Shemachat Yit Bechevel, Vein Zela Kitzoris. Lachin Tzorich Loimer, the Mari She'nog B'gufo Yinog B'Kli. So he has to touch the kli, otherwise it's tsroros. And the Rashba writes that according to this, you don't have to be doichev kol shad she nishbar. You just have to be doichev it once, and then it causes it to be nishbar. But the point is, you have to be doichev it. You have to push it a little bit because you have to actually touch the kli. If you're not no gab a kli, then it's tsroros. So now we understand the Rambam very well. You're only chayiv nezek shalim on the kli if it's the kazon mine, because you didn't touch the kli. If you didn't touch the kli, then you're only going to be chayiv tzoros. It's going to be chatzin nezek. The kazon mine is in order to come onto the fact that he touched the kli, and that makes him a chayiv nezek shalim. But as we noted in the previous shiur, that Harav Konstadt Zatzal, Rebbe Chonon, like his first name, so he says the Rambam's not mashma like the Rashba. The Rambam says mashma, it's not enough that he just touched the kli. So Mimela, he has to actually go and break it, and not just touch it, and then roll away and break. So ma she'anach rotzim la'asot, zelam tzor yishuv ledivrei Rambam. So let's go for it, sweet friends. Siyata Dishmaya, Naseven Atzliach. I remember once. Went to a dentist here, and he said, B'Shem Hashem Naseven Atzliach. And then he started the tipul. That was nice. B'Shem Hashem Naseven Atzliach. So, first we have to begin with what the Ramban writes, B'Yishuv Shitas Harif. Dine Ramba B'Melchamois, Yir Aleph Amid Beis Midapi Harif, Chidesh, שמה שאמרה הגמרא של רבא פשיט עלי, אין הכוונה לומר, the פשיט עלי, the boss of my core, the Gemara says, that Rava wasn't sure, and Rabba was sure. So Pashtus in the Gemara, what it's saying is that Rabba is sure that we go boss of my core. The Ramban says, no, that's not what it means, that Rabba is sure we go boss of my core, and therefore he's he patters the guy down below, breaks the kli that was thrown from the tap. Ela lehefech, tipshitele de basar tovar monos linon. It's pasha to him that we go after the broken kli. Vaino mishum de meyade, sheni patur ein lo chiyach klum. We go after the kli was broken because when the fact that the guy down below smashes it is patur. Can't prove anything, because when the second guy broke it, it had no shavius, it had no value, because it was seifoi li shaver, it was on its way to being broken. Even if we don't go basar meikar, it had no shavius. So then that's going to be broken in 10 seconds, in 3 seconds, 2 seconds, it has no value. So what can you prove from the fact that the guy down below is putter, it doesn't prove anything. So what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that since Rabba only mentioned the din, shel ha'sheni, and he doesn't mention the rishon, he only says the sheni is putter. He doesn't mention the rishon. It's mashma sheharishon bevadai putter. Ah! The first guy is definitely putter. And what Rabba is trying to tell us is that even though the first guy is definitely potter, the second guy is not going to be chayev. Even though the first guy is potter, the second guy is not going to be chayev because there's no damim. So they're both potter. And for the fact that the first guy is potter, we can prove that basil tovel mana is linam. That we go after the tovel mana. We go after the broken kli. Because if we go Basar Meikara, then the first guy is going to be Chayiv. So it's mamish, a beautiful chiddush in the Gemara from the Ramban in the Melchamos. That Pshat is not, as we always learn in the Gemara, that Rab is Pashat, that Basar Meikara is leaning because the guy in the bottom is Pater, because Basar Meikara, when he was thrown from the top of the roof, who was already, the guy on top was already Chayiv. No. Even though the first guy is Pater, the second guy is also Pater, because it has no Shavius. And the fact that the first guy is Pater, we can prove that we go Basar Tavar Mana. Because if you go after Meikara, then the first guy would be Chayiv. In fact, the first guy is Pater, you go after the guy who breaks it. You go after when it's broken, not the guy who breaks it. Because in our case, the guy who breaks it is going to be Pater. But you go after when it's broken, so therefore if... as in the Gemara's original Shaila. Gemara's original Shaila was, that if somebody, an animal stepped on you on a kli and didn't break it immediately and was misgalgal amokom achar v'nishbar, we're going to go not baser meikara and say it's gufei and they may pay nezik shalem, but rather we're going to go baser tavra manan, it's going to be tsroiris, the breaking of the utensil, and it is thus the case of tsroiris. In other words, we don't see it as broken when it was set into motion, we only see it was broken when it was lamaisa broken, and therefore the setting her into motion doesn't get it. Givaldic. And with that, we can understand the sheet of the Rif, who also was so to himself. He said, on one hand, I paskin like Rabbo. On the other hand, he brought the Mukimta of the Kozel Mine. So now we understand, no, when he brought Rabbo, it was because we go Basar Tavra Mana. He paskin Rabbo because we go Basar the Tavra Mana. And if you go Basar Tavra Mana, then in the case of the Tarnagol, it's the Tarnagol snapping the rope. Then Pashut, the Kazal Mine Mine. And he broke it directly. Because just setting into motion isn't Mechayiv. We don't go after the setter into motion. We go after the actual breakage. And therefore, how can the Brisa say that he's paying Nezek Shalim when the chicken snapped the rope? Why is there a Nezek Shalim here? Shouldn't be a Nezek Shalim. Because the chicken didn't break it directly. So if you say Basar Meikara, we understand why there's Nezek Shalim. But now we're saying, no, the Rif doesn't hold Nezek Shalim. The Rif doesn't hold Basar Meikara, the Rif holds Basar Tavra Mana. Listen, now we understand why he says, ah, Basar Tavra Mana, then we have to say it's the Kazal Mine Mine, Mine Mine. You can't say it's because of the rope snapping, then it'd be Chatzi. But it must be, you can't say it's because of the rope snapping. Because if the rope snapping, he doesn't hold the Basar Meikara. If the Basar Meikara, there wouldn't be Nezek Shalim. And therefore it must be the Kozel Mine Mine, that he broke it directly. Because we pass in Basar Tavra Mana. Therefore, for merely snapping the rope, it's going to be known as exhaling. So, Ayin Shem and the Ramban Sheherich Bezeh. So, L'chayro, the Ramban doesn't shim with the Rambam. We already brought the Magid Mishnah writes that from the Rambam, it's mashma, that if someone throws a kli Marosh Agag, the first guy is Chayev. Whereas according to the Ramban, Rabbah holds, the first guy isn't chayiv, so you can't put the Ramban together with the Rambam, because the Ramban holds that the guy on the roof isn't chayiv, and the Rambam holds the guy on the roof is chayiv. However, it would appear that perhaps we can say that even the Rambam holds like the Ramban, because first we have to ask Akasha and the Ramban, who writes, Sha'arishon pater, ha'ol v'azlinan baser tavramana. Shalachora, l'tvore Ramban, Ramban holds that the first guy is pater, because we go after the broken kli. The first guy is pater, because we go after the broken kli, and therefore it's not the first guy's fault. And the only reason the guy in the bottom is pater is because it's not worth anything. The first guy is pater because you don't go baser meikar, you go after when it was actually broken, he didn't break it. According to the Ramban, the second guy is pater because the kli has no shavius when he broke it. So why shouldn't the first guy be chayiv? He ruined the shavius of the kli. He was goyrein that the kli shouldn't have any shavius, because this hefset started immediately when he threw the kli. So maybe we can be miyashev based on the Gemara later on. Why are you not chayiv for making the kli lose its shavius? The guy in the top being chayiv for making it lose its value. It says there, Amar Rav Shofat Matbea Shel Chaveroi Potter My Taima Dolavet Lo Midi Vani Machi Bekul Nisa V'Tar Shei Aval Shaifa B'Shufino Chisurei Chasrei. Interesting. You take a coin and you remove the tsura on the coin, the form on the coin, the picture on the coin, the Abraham Lincoln or wherever it may be, George Washington, all the chever with the shaitlach. So he's pater because he didn't do anything. He still have a coin. But that's only if you hit it with a hammer. If you hit it with a hammer, you still have the coin. It's the same coin. But if you filed it, you smoothed it out, you rubbed off part of the, doesn't have the as much as it used to have, so then you're mechaser it. You're mechaser it, you have to pay. As mevuah mizeh shim shof matbeah shel chaver boven shalei chosrof you. If you remove the tsura on the coin, but you weren't mechasev the coin, it still has the same amount of metal on it, you don't have to pay for the coin. Even though you were mafsit shavis hamatbeo, when you Lord made him lose the value of the coin, when you were mafchis the tsura, therefore it can't be used anymore, it doesn't matter. And Rashi explains why. Mishum groma bin nizokin hu patur. Rashi says it's because grama bin Yizakin, so it's only grama. It's only grama. When he actually was mechaserit, that's not grama anymore. That's direct. But here he wasn't mechaserit, he just doesn't have the same tsura. That's grama. Then now it can't be used anymore, but it's still a coin. He wasn't mechaserit anything with the coin. We had a share in this recently. Nice. Amazing share. Anyway, but he wasn't mechaserit in the coin. He's fine. But otherwise, it's grama bin Yizakin. Grama Yizakin is potter. Same thing over here. Shua din kan. Ein arishon chayav al mashiv sid et shavius hakli. Hoel vein zeh legroma be'alma. The first guy isn't chayav when his maf said the shavius like it's his groma. And if we say, if you go baser tavramana, the first guy is going to be chayav because he already made the kli lose its shavius, but that's groma. If we go baser manotavra, we don't go baser meikara. We go baser meikara. And we see the damages that happened when he threw it, then it's mamish, he broke it. But since we say baser tav ramana, he's only causing it to be not have shavius, but he's not the one who broke it, meili's pot. However, there's a machlokes rishonim if we pass in like rabba or not. We pass in like rabba in this case of the when he was mafchis the tzura. When he was a shaf matbeah shel chaveiro, he shapichas the tzura. The Rif, Laman Hamad Aleph B'dapi Arif, writes, "Lasilchus kavosei b'kulu do asikno amaramim arleman d'toyin dinet karmei magvi leid meishtora me'aliyo." In other words, if someone shaf matbeah shel chaveiro, it's not grome, it's karmei.
V'ha de Rabbah poitro ayinu mishum dalzo be'el shitasod les le dine de garmei.
But we hold that there is Dina Degaume. So this is a very, very broad and vast sugya to understand everything Grama and Garme. And we have in the, if you want, you can look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, the various differences and the shittas. And there's the famous countries Tina de Garme of the Heilige Ramban. But let's just take a Tosfos in Bava Kama, who says that Garme is done by the Nezik is done by the Mazik Atzmai. In other words, by Groma, he was just making the Nezik. Like he opened up the he opened up a geder that an animal could run away. That's Groma. But Garme, that's it's Vadai, it's a definite Nezik, and it's immediate. Groma is not immediate. But the nezek doesn't come yeshirot mi ma'asam, directly from what he does, but it's totza mi pula she'asa. So, like someone is moicher or malve, and he gets money from his friend in order to make sure that it's good money, he shows it to a money changer, and the money changer says it's good, but it's really not good. So the Nezik is Vadai, because he's taking this money that's going to be useless. But the Hezek wasn't done directly by the Shulchani. It was because he relied on him. He just said what he said, but he didn't do direct Nezik. Kupanim here, it's the Nezik is coming indirectly as because of what he did. In other words, he's not causing him direct nezek. But as a result of what he did, there's going to be nezek. That's Dina de Garme, which is more of a nezek than Gurama. So there's going to be an outcome of Nezek over here. And I guess it's not considered direct because he still has the same coin. It wasn't Mafchis from the coin, so he still has the same coin. So maybe that's why it's considered Karmi. In any event, so this is all, so Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll discuss that more in the future. But this is all according to the Rif. The Rif says that a Shaf Matbeer Shel Chavero is Garmei. Rava holds. Doesn't Mechaev for Garmei, but we say that you are Chaev, so to the Rambam. V'chein ha-makare dinare Chavero ve'evri tzeras and Chaev v'shalom v'shem koirem. Ha-mirakea dinare Chavero, like you flan it out. And therefore, doesn't have a tzur yachai mishum koyrin. Now he can't use this coin anymore, since he can't use the coin, causing him a loss. So, in other words, the Rambam paskins like the Rif also that we judge dina de garme and not like Rabba. Rashi says it's groma. It's not garme; it's groma. So writes the Rush and the. So we have to understand how each one understands Groma and Garme. Kopanim, it would come out that the Ramban writes Bibir Shitas Harif, that the first guy is Pater, even though he was Mafsit Shavis HaKli, that's only according to Rabba. Because Rabba doesn't hold of Dina de Garme. Aval Lididan, we do pass in Dina de Garme. The is chayev arishon b'tashlumei akli. The first guy will be chayev b'tashlumei akli. Why? Because he was mafsid shavis akli. What did we say before? Before we said that the guy on top is pater. The guy on top is pater. We asked why he's pater. Why is the guy on top potter? He's causing the kli to have no shavis, which is why the guy on the bottom is potter. So the answer is that if causing something not to have shavis, like with the coin, so according to Rava, you're going to be potter for that, because Rava isn't done dina de garmeh. But according to us, we say it is garmeh. We are mechayev for garmeh. So here, by causing something, you lose shavis. That's garmeh. In other words, he didn't directly. He wasn't mechaser. He didn't make the kli have less than it had before. He didn't destroy it, but now it can't be used anymore in the market. So that's garmeh, and we judge dina de garmeh, and therefore the person's going to be chayev because he caused the matbea not to have shavius. So what din is elbzach? We're going to say by throwing the kli from the top of the roof. If you judge dina de garmeh, you're causing it not to have shavius. You're right. He didn't break it. It's still in the air. Just since it's going to be broken in 3 seconds, it doesn't have shavius. But that's not directly, bro. That's indirect. So this indirect laws is according to us, he's chayiv. Just like the Rif is mechayiv someone, and the Rambam is mechayiv somebody who's shaf matbeah shel chavero. Because if we judge dina de garmeh, and he's indirectly causing his friend to lose because now his coin can't be used in the market. So again, he's not destroying the coin. He's not taking away from the coin. He's not stealing the coin. But he flattened it out. So now it can't be used. Dina de garmeh is chayiv. So if we throw it from the top of the roof and cause use it shavius, he's chayiv. Ume'atos. And now it's givaldik. Rambam is beautiful. Really, we can say the Rambam is b'shitas Rambam. And from Rabba, we see that we go baser tavra mana. And the fact that Rabba Pater is the first guy from paying. Now that we see in the Rambam that the first guy is chayiv and not like Rabba, like the Magid Mishnah said, not because he holds that pasur meikara, but because we don't paskin like Rabba that he doesn't hold the dina de garmeh like the Rabba paskins. That a person who's shaf matbea shel chavero is chayiv even though he wasn't mechaser, because the Rambam's done dina de garmeh. The Rambam says that you're chayiv for an indirect loss for causing something to not have shavius, even though again you're not destroying the actual item, but the throwing it in the air and that it's going to break in 3 seconds. So right now, when it's 3 seconds before being broken, that means it's not having shavius. So it's not that the Rambam paskins that the baser meikar is linan. The reason the Rambam paskins that the first guy is chayiv is because he doesn't agree with Rabba. Rabba doesn't hold of dina de garmeh. He's not mechayiv in garmeh like we see in Bava Kama Tzadi Chazam and Aleph, the whole Gemara v'shaf and Be'ezhar Chaver that we've been learning. Rabba isn't chayiv. Dina de garmeh, but the Rambam is. That's where the Rambam paskins. So the Meila, somebody throws it from the roof. It's not because of baser meikar. It's for a different reason. It's la halacha of Rabba, but lo l'tamei. Rabba's reason is because baser meikar, because when he was already broken by the time he gets to the bottom, before the guy smashes, already broken kli, baser meikar is lame. The Rambam says no, because it doesn't have shav, it's going to break in 2 seconds. That's why it's chayiv. So we go baser tavramana. But still, cause something to not have shavius, you're chayiv. But the Rambam really holds baser tavra mana. Go after the breaker. Just if you cause something not to have shavius, you're also going to be chayiv. But when an animal kicks a kli and it rolls and breaks, so there, what do we say? We say Rambam accepts the ukimta of the Gemara. He's not going to be chayiv nezek shalim because of the original kicking. Because that means baser meikar. The Rambam doesn't hold the baser meikar. So if the Rambam says, I don't hold the baser meikar, I hold that baser tarva man, I go after the guy who broke it. Ah, you go after the guy who broke it. That's Rabba Bibarabaye. At what? At what? Doesn't mean amine. The animal directly broke it. Baser tavra mana. So the Rambam is a beautiful lishitasa. The Rambam is mechayiv when he throws it from the top of the roof, because he's mechayiv the guy on the top of the roof because of he's mechayiv me'altzina de garmeh. Not because baser meikara, because he really owes baser tavra mana. He doesn't hold that the nezek was done when it happened, when originally was set into motion, only when it happens. So why is the thrower on the top of the roof chayiv? He never broke it. The answer is because he made it lose shavius, dina de garmeh. He's causing a loss because in 3 seconds it's not going to be worth anything. It's not considered direct, it's indirect. So he didn't actually break it, but that's enough. That's garmei ram mechayva garmei. But since the ram holds baser tavar mana, so when the animal just snaps the rope, can't be mechayv nezek shelden because of the rope snapping, because we don't go because of the rope snapping. The only time you can be mechayv nezek shelden is for breaking it directly, and therefore the Rambam paskins doesn't mean minay, but not for setting it into motion. Because if you just set it into motion, then it's only going to be chatzi nezek. You're only going to have to pay tsroiris for setting it into motion, and then later on it breaks. So the Rambam would hold that you're only going to pay chatzi nezek. So why then, if you set it into motion, machat mechavat leave nifsek leave nishbar leave mishal menezik shalim, it must be because basar meikar, right? Because setting into motion is not tsroros. It's considered, we say when he set into motion, it's considered they did the damage then. Answer is no, the Rambam goes like to Akim to the Gemara. They were talking about where he actually, the reason he pays nezik shalim, because the animal broke the kli directly, because we don't go basar meikara, but rather we go basar tavra mana. We go basar meikara, it would tackle only be tzoros. We go baser tavra mana. As we go baser tavra mana, it's talking about a case. You know why he's paying nezek shalem? He's paying nezek shalem because he broke the kli directly. Baruch Hashem, very, very sweet. I hope it's clear. And there's still a lot more to say about this sugya. So Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we'll nachzor v'nish the perek zeh, and we'll see neflaus rabbos gedelos batzumas miteres Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Sof tavara kol nishma, telakim yirav etz mitzvah sof shmur kizeh kol adam. Shalom, shalom.